Parshas Truma. Parshas HaMishkan. Parsha of Vasu B'Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. B'Soichai L'Nemar Ela B'Soicham K'Yadua. From the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. Really, before the Al-Sheikh, it's the Rabbeinu Ephraim Al-Atayra. Rabbeinu Shalom comes and resides with each and every one of us. Not b'sochol, not in the mikdash, but b'soicham, which b'soich kol echad v'echad. Aleph dar, the aleph, the echad, is dar. Makes a dira. B'soicham, b'shachanti, b'soicham, the shaychus. The kesher between Rish Chodesh Adar, and Vasili Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. I want to talk about a pasuk in the beginning of this week's parsha. Perek Chaf Hei, pasuk Hei. The Torah is introducing to us the donation process, the collection of the materials and the money and the silver and the copper and the tcheles and the argomon and the solashoni and the sheish and the izim and the oris elim and the Oris Tchashim, the Tachash, that creature that was that the Mefarshim say is a nace. And finally, the what? The Atzei Sheet. The Shemen Lamor, the Shemen Lamishcha, the Ketoiris, Avonim, you got to have precious jewels, stones, for the Eifud, for the Choshen. And all that is Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. Then you will have a structure that I could reside amongst you. Where'd all this come from? You got to have a plan. You want to make a fundraiser. You got to have a plan. You want to raise money for a certain purpose, Max. You got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. Where'd all this come from? I don't know. Rashi asks one question. Atzishit. Me'ayin ha'ilah. Emesis. If I were Rashi, I would ask some kashas on the big money, on the avonim, on the avnei shoyim, on the kesef, on the zov. How about on the tachash, which is this creature that was a nes, that never existed? Lo hayav lo yiyeh. Me'ayin hayazeh? No, Rashi's not bothered. A nes is a nes. But Rashi says the Atzei Shittim, Me'ayin Oilehem Atzei Shittim. From where? Why is Rashi specifically bothered when it comes to the beams, when it comes to one of the materials, Rashi decides to ask, what's the source? I don't know, wherever the source is for everything else, that's where I'm going to get, from the Atzei Shittim. And if you're going to be consistent, you're going to ask what the source is for everything, so ask by everything. Punkt, Rashi asks, Me'ayin Oilehem by Atzei Shittim. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Atzei Shittim, only by Atzei Shittim. Me'ayin ha'ilahem b'midbar. Where are they going to get Atzei Shittim in the midbar? So Rashi, according to Tanchuma, Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, Tzachav Beruach HaKodesh, he saw, Shasidim Yisrael live nice Mishkan, that Am Yisrael, his children, are going to eventually have to build a Mishkan. And when Yaakov descended to Mitzrayim, Behavi Arozal Mitzrayim, Vinata Mitziva Levonav Litla Meimayim Kashiyatza Mitzrayim, and he commanded them after he planted them in Mitzrayim that, by the way, when you leave Mitzrayim, take these with you and they will be used to build the Mishkan. Not all the Rishonim agree with Rashi. Ibn Ezra, the Daskein and Balei Tosfos, right? You know where they got it? Whatever you're going to say by everything else. They bought it. They went to the surrounding countries around the Midbar and they paid to get the materials for what they needed to do. Rashi is machria that that's not the case. The Atzei Shittim are Eitzim, are wood that were planted by Yaakov Avinu. And this is the only area that Rashi asks what the source was for all the materials of all the Mishkan. Halo Davarhu, why? Why? And how is Rashi so convinced? How does Rashi know against all the other Rishonim, against the other Mefarshim, that they didn't get the Atzei Shita from the ways that they got everything else? Or from the simple practical explanation that they just paid for it from the countries surrounding the Midbar, like the Dasa Kingdom, like the Ibn Ezra. What's fascinating, Rabbi Sai, is that when one goes through the Torah, or goes through the Parsha, Rashi does not stop there. For some reason, Rashi, in the beginning of Revi'i, repeats something that we just learned. I just read to you Pasuk, Rashi in Pasuk Hey, on the Pshat of Atzei Shittim. What are these Atzei Shittim? Rashi asks, Umei'ayin ho'ilohem. Then again, Rashi, on the Pasuk in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tesvav, Vosises akroshim la mishkan va'atzei shittim oimdim. Same exact idea that we're going to have Atzei Shittim in the Mishkan. Rashi almost repeats himself. No chidushim. Vosises akroshim zok Rashi havel el meimar vosis akroshim kamosha nemar b'chol dover dover ma'o kroshim yosin ha'omdin miyuchadim lekach. These are not stam kroshim zok Rashi. These are not regular beams of wood. Rather, they're special miyuchadim that were oimdin lekach. That's what Rashi's learning. Vasisas akroshim, special kroshim. Yaakov Avinu, again, Rashi repeats the same exact idea twice in one parsha. One in the beginning of Rishon, one in the beginning of Revi. Yaakov Avinu nota arozim in Mitzrayim kushemeis tziva lavonav la'alosim imam imoem kishiyotzim in Mitzrayim. It's like, Imamish, you fall asleep while you're doing Shnayim Mikra, you're just reading the same thing, you think you're at the same point. Imamish, almost exactly the same Rashi. Why? Rashi doesn't usually do that. It's like Rashi is saying, by the way, I have a new explanation. Where did these Atzei Shittim come from? Shkoyach, you told me this already. Yaakov Avinu saw that we're going to build a Beis HaMishkan in the Midbar, and he wanted to make sure that these Eitzim, the wood, would be Mizumanim and ready and prepared for us to use. Hushi Yisid Abavli B'Piyat Shaloi. This is what the Bavli and the Piyutim in the Yotzros for Pesach. Tas Mata Mizuzarim Kuris Batenu Arazim. That these woods were not stam wood, but they were woods that were ready and prepared and already standing and planted and growing, already ready for use when the time came for that Komas HaMishkan. And then Rashi comes and says, Anu diramaschil atzei shittim oimdim. What does it mean that the Atzei Shittim have to be oimdim? That the wood and the planks and the beams have to be standing? Zokt Rashi, Rabbi say, this is a new Rashi. A very important Rashi. Sheyehei oirech hakroshim, that you should understand that the length of the beams, which was how much, Rabbi say? How much? 10 amis. Right? The height of the... Right? Eser Amos Oirech. Right? The height of the Mishkan. Zokuf Lemala. Bekiris HaMishkan. V'loy sase aksolim bekroshim shoychvim. Liyos roichav akroshim legoiva aksolim keresh al keresh. Zokt Rashi. Atzei Shittim, but not only Atzei Shittim. Atzei Shittim Oimdim means the following. Thank you. Atzei Shittim, there's two ways you can do construction. You could do construction with beams of wood like this and make a wall like this.
Shoichev, one on top of the other. Or,
right, good.
Or you can make a wall like this. Zok the Torah atze shitim. Oimdim. That these beams cannot be one on top of the other. B'shchiva. But they have to be vertical. Be'amido. In this Parshan Revi, in the way these beams are going to be set. Why the repetition? Why the same exact drasha Rashi is repeating to us twice in the Parsha? Why is Rashi so convinced that there's some background, there's some story when it comes to the beams of the Mishkan? That Rashi Keilu has an agenda. When it comes to, he's in the middle of listing tons of materials that needed to be donated for the Mishkan. Some materials that were more expensive and probably harder to retrieve than getting wood, Rabbi Isai. Probably one of the last things that I would ask, where the wood from? I could think you could get wood. And the other Mefarshim Ad Kedei Kach argue with Rashi. And they say Ki-Echi, that they had to go to other countries to buy the other materials, and the Avonim and the Ketzav and the Nechayshis and the Tchashim had to come from a Nisim and a Flos. So you'll use such an explanation when it comes to the Atzei Arozin. Rashi not only once, but Rashi twice does not go with that Mahalach. And Rashi already in assumed Kashi, look at the Taz in the Sefer Darkei David on La Torah, the Taz writes Ki-Ilu Mefurish that Rashi knew that there was something bothering us when it came to Atzei Shittim. What's pshat with these Atzei Shittim? Where is it coming from? And it begs the question, Rabbi Yisai, what caused Rashi to have that initial kasha? What caused Rashi to wake up when it comes to Atzei Shittim? What caused Rashi to say that there was another Hezber in the beams of the Mishkan? And why does Rashi have to tell us twice? Why wasn't it sufficient for us to get this drasha at the beginning of Parshas Truma? And weiter gegangen. Weiter, now we'll learn about the Mishkan. You don't have to repeat. It's not studying for a bechina. The drasha is the drasha. Rabbi said there is a halacha. Halacha lemaisa al pidin paskin in Shulchan Aruch that is learned out from the Rashi that I just taught you. And what's gewaldic and so appropriate this year, Rabbi Yisai, is it's a Gemara in Sukkah. So I'd like everyone to take out their Gemaras in Sukkah and read a piece of Gemara to me that I think is telling us something yesoidistic. You have to read and hear me out in this Gemara. What is the halacha that this parsha tells us is on Sukkah daf mem hey yom beis? We're going to learn. Yeah, we're going to learn right now a half an amud, but we're going to have to learn it in its entire context. Mem hey yom beis. Halacha lamaisa learned out from this week's parasha from the pasuk that I just read to you. Amar Reb Yirmiyah. This is 7 lines down from the top. Amar Chizkiya Amar Reb Yirmiyah. Chizkiya said in the name of Reb Yirmiyah, Mishum Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. In the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the following halacha. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon. Every mitzvah. So you know, Rabbi Yisai, when Chazal say kol, they mean kol. The Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah writes that when we refer to all of Am Yisrael, we refer to not rov, we refer to kol. Kol is not rov, kol is all. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon, ein adam yoytze bohen, ela derech gidi loson. What does that mean practically, Rabbi Yisai, just to get the halacha l'maisa shabo? What it means is that when you use something and you use it as a mitzvah, you have to hold it in a certain way. You have to hold it in the way it grows. That's what Rashi tells us.
Kol ayot mitzvos derech gedilason, kegoin karshi amishkan v'amudim, v'lula v'hadas v'arava. When you hold a lulav, when you hold a hadas, when you hold a arava, it could be both the most mahadrin, sheba mahadrin, lulav and hadas and arava. But if you're holding it sideways, upside down, not in the way that it grows from the ground, you are not yoytze the mitzvah. What's fascinating is that Rashi left something out, Rabbi Yisrael. What did Rashi leave out? Esrog. There's a big tumult in Esrog. What is the derech gedilason of Esrog? Magen Avraham says that when you have an Esrog tree, the Esrog weighs it down so it kind of flips over. Says that, maybe that's the way you should hold it? The Magen Avraham thinks that that's not correct. But many of the Paiskim, you see the Rambam over here, applied it to Esrog also. It's a shaila why Rashi didn't apply it to Esrog. The Aruch Lener here in this Gemara has a suffix that if you're shaking lulav and Esrog from the opposite side of the globe, so maybe you should flip it around, because that's not derech gedilasim. It's a fascinating chap. But Rabbi Yisai, this is a kasha that the Bach asks, that how come our schach, that we're learning in more, in Ian Seder, Rabbi Yisai, how come our schach is allowed to be straight? That's not derech gedilasim. It should be a problem of derech gedilasim, the schach. And there's a big machlokes, Rabbi Yisai, if you have tfanas made of wood, so maybe it has to be derech gedilasim. Beams have to be derech gedilasim. What's the source of derech gedilasim, Rabbi Yisai? How do you know that you have to hold it in the way that it grows? Says the Gemara, it's from Parshas Truma, our pasuk. Sheneemar atze shitin oimdin. Because the pasuk says that the atze shitin, the cedar wood that was going to be used for the Mishkan, has to be oimdim, like Rashi writes. It can't be horizontal. It has to be vertical. Kederech gedilasim. So this halacha is now relevant for what? Kol hamitzvahs kulon. And I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, that's not a correct phrase. This is only relevant to mitzvahs that deal with gedulei karka. Yet the Gemara says, Kol hamitzvahs kulon have to be derech gedilasim. Why did Chazal phrase when there are so few mitzvahs that this actually applies to? Sas Emes has a suffix. If it even applies to Bikurim, does it apply everywhere? Rashi seemed very limiting. Rashi could have listed more cases. He even left out Esrik when I would have thought he should add Esrik. And you call that kol hamitzvahs kulon? This is three mitzvahs. Tanya Nami Ochi, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to the flow of this Gemara. Lo ra'isi mishi ya'ira davar zeh. But let's see what's going on in this Gemara. Let's learn a shtickle Gemara. Tanya Nami Ochi, the Braisa also says, atze shitim oimdim. Sha'oimdim derech gedilasa. The beams of the Shmishkan were standing the way they grew up. Dover Acher, Oimdim, another pshat in Oimdim in our Parsha, Shema'amidin es tzipuyon, that they are the foundation. They are what fortify and what enables that gold covering, the covering, the tzipuy of Zav, to stake around, and it's ma'amid, right? We learned the sugya of ma'amid. It's ma'amid, the gold that's covering it, that looks so beautiful. But behind the gold is what? Is atzei shit. Davar acher, another pshat. Rabbi said, listen to all these pshatim in our pasuk coming from our Gemara. Oimdim. What does oimdim mean? Why does the Torah have to say that atzei shitim have to be oimdim? Another pshat, not only derech gedilasan. Not only that it's maimid, anything beautiful on top of it, that is the foundation and what enables that gold and that beauty to exist. Shema Toimer, a person, Nebuchas V'Sholem, could say, Avad Sivra Muboto Sikuyon. A person, Raboisai, could say the following. Mishkan, having a mikdash, making Avodas Hashem dependent on one area, is a very dangerous thing, Rabbi Yisai. This is not simple, Parshas Truma. If you're going to say that this is Tully and HaShadosh Baruch Hu's Ashras HaShchina is going to be limited to one area, Nebuch, when there's not going to be a Mishkan around in our door, this could be what? Deflating. This could be a parsha that we're Mavir Seder and we say, what's Shaykh to us? We don't have a Mishkan, we don't have a Mikdash. The Ashpa, the purpose, the hope, what the Mishkan enabled us to do is now Avad, is gone. Zok Tehele Getaira Talmud Loimar, the Rebbeinu Shalom answered us, Atze Shittin Oimdim, the Mishkan is made from Atze Shittin. Sha'oimdim la'oilom uli olme oilom. That these beams that now hold up the structure of the Mishkan are beams that are oimdim. Oimdim doesn't only mean they stand up. It's not only about what it helps and enables and to cover and fortifies and now is a foundation for. But oimdim means they're eternal. That even when it's gone, they're here. That's from the Atze Shittim. That's what it represents. That a life without a physical Mishkan is still a life with a Mishkan. Even though the Mishkan's not here. But Mayav Ravoisai, those are the three drushas, three brises that the Gemara brings on the din of Atze Shittinoyim. Now I'd like to explain to you a little bit about these Atze Shittim with the continuation of the Gemara. Nothing in Shas that was compiled by Ravina and Ravashi, Beruach Kodshon, is arbitrary, is random. Ravina and Ravashi were masmich. Rav Tzadok writes, explains why certain Gemaras are on certain dapit. Why is this Gemara on Memheim Abiz? What does that represent? Everything was done with a cheshbon. So now let's read the Gemara Vayter that seems to be totally disconnected. And the different members of the Gemara, although each one being fascinating and striking, is not really clear how it connects to the din and the halacha that we've just introduced of Atze Shittin Oimdim of Derech Gedilas. Amar Reb Chizkiya, Amar Reb Yirmiyah Mishum Rashbi. Again, same Bala Memra. Chizkiya, Reb Yirmiyah Mishum Rashbi. Yochal Ani Lifter Es Kol HaOlam Kulo Min Adin. My whole life, I was able to patter the world from being destroyed because of my schuyos. But then he continues, "Vilmoli Eliezer bni imi," and with me and my son, if we were a tag team existing, we would have been between the combination of me and my son. We would have been able to help and to defend the world, miyoyim shenivra ha'olam ad achshav, the world would have never gotten destroyed in Dora Mabel. Next Gemara, next Memra. Again, Chizkiya Omrab Yirmiya Mishum Rashbi. You know, Rabbi Yisai, when I get calls sometimes for Shaduchim about you guys, so when I'm impressed with a boy, which is always the case, don't worry, but when I want to speak to a prospective parent, Ben, now he wasn't talking. Chas v'shalom. But when I'm impressed with a boy, and some of you might have even heard me say, and I'm going to tell you now where I got this phrase from. I don't say he's an unbelievable head, balkishrin, midas. You know, that's all important. But if I want to size up a boy that I really think is just quality, you know what I told him? Call him a Ben Aliyah. He's a person that's striving for elevation. He's a Ben, he's a son, he's a perspective of the next generation in Shidduchim, but he wants to be Oyla. He doesn't want to stop. He's constantly striving for more and more. Because to me, it's not impressive, you know, if you were born with an unbelievable mind, or you were born into yichus, or you're born into whatever the situation is, a situation. No, this guy wants to grow. That's the most impressive thing. Zokta Gemara, this is where I got it from. Amar Reb Chizki, Amar Reb Yirmi, Mishum Reb Shvi, Ra'isi Bnei Aliyah. He's giving Musar to the generation. Vehei Muat. I see the next generation of Bonim, of children that are Aliyah, Bnei Aliyah, and they're very few. Zok there, Im Elef Hain, if there are only 1,000 in the world that are Bnei Aliyah, Ani Uvonai Mehen. Me and my son are with them. Im Meahem, if there are 100 in the world, Ani Ubonai Mehem. If there are 100 in the world, so me and my son and I, are two amongst them. Im Shnayim Hem, if there are only 2 Bnei Aliyah in the world, Ani Ubonai Mehem, it's me and my son. Zokt Reb Chizkiya, Amar Reb Yirmiyah Mishum Rashbi. The Gemara asks, really, are there really only so few in the world who mizutre kule hai? Va'amarava timne srei alfe darahava tekame kadosh baruch hu. Aren't there so many more, 18,000 in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says, yeah, you're right, it's not a kasha. Hada mistakle basplapari amira, hada lo mistakle basplapari amira. There are people that have the ability to see and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with clarity, of Aspaklaria Meira, which, by the way, those of you that are asking, the Gemara in Yevamos says Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who had Aspaklaria Meiri. It's good. Marsha asked the Kasha. It's a steering Gemara. It's good. Good Kasha. But he was speaking about people that have Aspaklaria Meira. That is very few. That is less than 18,000. Rabbi Isai, Mizutre Kule Hai, how could it still? I still have a Kasha. How could you say that it's only 2? How could you see that? Say that it's so uncommon? Va'amar Abaye Leipachos Alma. You want to know the source for the Lamed Vav Nix, the Lamed Vav Tzadikim? It's this Gemara. This Gemara is a packed Gemara, Rabbi Isai. Doesn't Abayi tell us that there are Tzadikim, there are Heliga people in every door that are going to be 36? How do we know that there's a din of Lamed Vav Tzadikim, Zok the Gemara? Shenemar Ashrei Kol Choyche Loi. Loi bigamatria is lamid vav tlosim v'shisa havi. That's 36 tzaddikim. Laikasha. So the Gemara says you're right. When I said there are so few tzaddikim that there are possibly only 2, that's hadaloi ayla babar. But you're speaking about tzaddikim that are ayla babar. What does that mean, ayla babar? Rashi says that there are certain people that need rishus. There are certain people that need to be granted rishus. Whether that means rishus in order to see the visions that they see, that they need to be granted with permission, they need to ask. And there are very few people that have the ability to get the visions that they see without rishus. Other rishonim say, no, what it means is when they come up to Gan Eden, it's like, lahavdil elef alfei havdalot, everybody, so you have those clubs that have the bumpers, right? The bouncers, sorry. If the bouncer and they say, sorry, you can't come in, right? So that's the way it is in Gan Eden also. But just to give you an imagery, that you can't just walk into Gan Eden. You have to pass. You have to get past the guards. You have to get past the patrolmen in the front, the security, in the White House. You can't just walk in, right? So hadaloy ayla babar, but there are certain people that are on such a haligal level that they can ayla baloy bar. They can walk straight into Gan Eden. That's what some of the Rishonim say, what this Gemara means. But Mayer Rabbi Isai, I found the Rabbeinu Chananel on this Gemara. And I'd like to share it with you. And this Rabbeinu Chananel shocked me. And I think it's the Pshat and it's a Havana in the whole Ganze Sugya. Zok the Heiliger Rabbeinu Chananel, Hod de Aile Babar, Hod de Aile Beloi Bar. You know what Bar means, says Rabbeinu Chananel? It means a son. It means Bar. It means Avoides Hashem that didn't stop with my Avoides Hashem. That's part of a tree. That's part of a perpetual existence. That not only am I staying,
But my son's steiging. Mayav Rabbeisai, what's the common denominator with every member of Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah in this Gemara? It's the son. It's me with my child. It's that I see there's a hemshich, there's a eshtalshlus, there's a shalsheles. Yiddishkeit is not just about me. Yiddishkeit is not just suddenly starting. There was a history and there's a future. There's a avoidas Hashem, there's a heilig maila that I could have with me. And then there's a maila that's me'al me'al gabov. That's babar. That he sees the way his father did it. And he wants to do that and more. Moreover, Rabbeisai, the term that's coined in this Gemara that I use for Shiduchim is Bnei Aliyah. Children that want to go weiter, grow higher. They want to get to the next stage. I could have saved the whole world not by myself, but Ubni. I could have saved everyone with Bni. Avodas Hashem has to realize that we have to realize in Avodas Hashem that we're not alone. We're part of a family tree. We're part of Dore Doris that had Mesiras Nefesh that wanted us to get where we are. And in Mirza Hashem, we're going to get our children and our generations in the future to be Bnei Aliyah further than us. What's the mucker and the source to this concept, Rabbeisai? That when a person deals with challenge, when a person decides whether or not he's going to be charged in his Avodas Hashem, he needs to look back at the Atzei Shitin Oimd, at the foundation of the Mishkan. How does the Mishkan stand? How does this edifice become created? Beams. Not beams that are bought from other countries. Not beams that are retrieved through some importing. Beams that were planted dyrus before the Mishkan even was on the horizon. Seeds that were planted before we even could imagine a Mishkan. Yaakov Avinu says in Avodas Hashem, a person has to recognize that he is not alone. He's not making cheshbon only for his life. He is affecting the future of Am Yisrael. And I, in this difficult matzav, and Yaakov was very scared. Al tira Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi Eired Imcha. As he was descending to Mitzrayim, Yaakov didn't want to go. He was terrified. And what did he take? He took a guarantee towards the future. He took seeds to plant for the rest of Am Yisrael, for the future of Am Yisrael. That's what the Mishkan is built off. Rashi holds at the beginning of this Mitzvarsha, it's not shayach to build a Mishkan. Stamazoi. It's not shayach to just buy the foundation of a Mishkan. The Mishkan represents the perpetual reality of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael that came from a Yaakov. Am Yisrael that came from a seeding and a growth process already dating back prior to the Mishkan. And Am Yisrael need to realize that this is something that's going to exist. La'ol me'aylamin. Zok te'helig gemar in tzukah. And even when that physical Mishkan is not existent, it's oymed. Oymed la'oylam. Afal pisha ata choshed. You think, Ovad Sivron, there is no Mishkan anymore. I have yeyush. When I see this Parshas Truma, Zok the Torah Atzei Shitin Oimd, and these are not stam pieces of wood. These are wood that last. These are seeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within you and within Am Yisrael from way back when, from the Tzidkus of Yaakov Avinu. And these are seeds that you need to continue planting so that your son picks up where you left off and goes weiter. That's what Avodas Hashem and HaKomas HaMishkan is. That's the hemshech of Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rashbi. Chizkiya and Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rashbi. Kol ha-mitzvis kulon. every single mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah that grows, whether it's a mitzvah that doesn't grow. Chazal chose their phraseology. Kol ha-mitzvahs, not rov, kol ha-mitzvahs kulo. Have to be what? Derech gidilosa. Have to be with not a maisa mitzvah. With not that I just stomp put on tefillin. My father gave me tefillin, so I'll put them on. I have tefillin from my grandfather from the war, so I'll put them on. No! It has to be to make that tree keep growing. And what the Mesiras Nefesh that my grandfather had, and the Mesiras Nefesh and the seeds that my great-great-great-grandfather Yaakov Avinu planted within me is something that I'm going to now invest in out my Maisa Mitzvahs for the next generation. This tree is going to continue to grow. There's going to be a concept of Bnei Aliyah, of Ani Ubni, of Bar, of Hodi Yotzeb Bar, Hodi Lo Yotzeb Loi Bar. Person who goes with his son, a person who makes sure that the same Mesiras Nefesh, that same approach to Yiddishkeit that we hear stories are, they're not Gedolim stories. They're Derech Gidilosam stories. It's not something that's in the past. It's not Gedolim stories that we say, oh, wow, halavai. It's Gidilosam stories. It's a tree that's got to continue to grow. Even if the Mishkan's not here. It's gold that connects back to the wood that holds it up. It's Dairi Dairis that are now connected to their past. It's gold and things that you think are in vogue and things that don't connect to those wooden generations, those plain, those blah generations that dad, Abba, Zaidi, you don't get it. And we look back at the Atze Shittim and we say, you're gold, you're Narishkeit, your approaches to life that are modern, they wouldn't be here. They weren't held up by the Eitzim, by the wood, by the investment and the Mesiras Nefesh and the approach of your Zaydis, of your Yaakov Avinus. That's how you make a Mishkan. Every single mitzvah that you're about to do, don't just do it. Don't just go through the strokes. Don't just put on the tefillin, or open up the siddur, or go into the Beis Medrash, because that's what people do. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulon, derech gidilosan. You're part of a family tree. You're part of a growth process. You're affecting the tree of life. From Yaakov Avinu to your Einek Lach, Emir Tzashem, in the future, that need the same thing that you got from your Bubbies and Zaydis. That's the Mishkan. Merv Raboisai. And when you go off that path, when you do derail from this Mahalich of Derech Gidilosam, of Eitzim, so then you meet Shit. Zokta Heilige Balaturim, what's Shittim? Balaturim writes later in the sixth parsha, I'm sorry, on this pasuk, Atze Shittim, Oimdim, Atze, Eitzim, that connect to what? To what's going to happen in Shittim. What's going to happen in Shittim, Rabbi Yisai? The end of Parsha's Balak. The end of Parsha's Balak, when Bilam gets Am Yisrael to move off the path of Yaakov Avinu, to move and jump off the family tree and become Paris that are disconnected and are no longer Derech Kedilasam. What do? They fall in Znus. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avkavav. Atze Shittim, Shittim, Alam Nikra Shittim, She'en Adam Choyte Elo Im Nikra Im Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus. Shittim. A fool. Shittim. Zokte Heilige Balaturim. These Shittim, when you're not following the Mahalach of Derech Gidilosam, of Eitzim,
of standing by the beams of the Mishkan. So look where you get to. 24,000 Jews that were killed in Shittim in the end of Parshas Balak with the story of Pinchas and Zimri, with Bilam's plan to move Am Yisrael away from Matoivu Ahole Yaakov. Don't be the Eitzim Arozim of Yaakov Avinu. Don't be the Derech Gedilasam Bilam found through the Maises Nus, through sticking within them a shtus of Shittim, of the place of Shittim. Rabbi said, look at the end of Parshas Balak, the place was called Shittim. Shenichmes bo shtus. If you're going to move and deviate from this Mahalach of the tree of Yaakov Avinu, so look what's going to happen. Palaturim says the gematria here equals 24,000 connected, those 24,000 Talmidim. It's not only connected in the words Shittim, but even in the gematria of 24,000. I heard once from the Tolna Rebbe that if you look in those parshios in the end of Balak, when the 24,000 people were killed, there was a massacre in Am Yisrael because Am Yisrael started to deviate from the Mahalach of their Zayde Yaakov. They started to decide to not be on this growth path and be on this Eitzim Arozim of the Eitze Shittim. What did the Torah say? They started to cry. Where did they start to cry, Rabbi Yisai? Where is this parsha? Where did they start to cry? Zok the Eiliga Parshas Balak. Sorry. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim. Vayochel ha'am liznois el b'nois moyav. They started to be mezana with the shitim, the ruach shtos, like the Gemara says. And what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu had to get Am Yisrael to take matters into their own hand and kill these 24,000 people. And what happened when they realized they were wrong? What did they do? Pasuk Vav. Vehema Boichin. They began to cry. What have we done? Where have we gone to? How off the path have we become? Everybody said, look at what the Pasuk says. They didn't just cry. The Hema Boichin, Pesach Oyhel Moed. You know why they began to cry? Zok the Tolna Rebbe. Because they saw those beams. They saw the foundation of Mishkan. They saw the Atzei Shita that they were supposed to follow them halach. They saw their Zayde Yaakov. They saw their great-great-great-grandparents that invested so much in their yeshiva experience, in their being Bnei Aliyah. And look what I've done. Look how I've deviated. Look how I've gone in a ruach shtus, off of the path. And when they saw Pesach Ol Moed, they fell apart. It was those Atzei Shittim. It was those recognition that we are now off of the path of Yaakov Avinu, off of the path of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw necessary for the Mishkan. That it's not about the physical structure. It's not about where the materials are going to come from. It's about the seeds that are Dairi Dairis that our Avos have planted that we need to continue planting. And we're uprooting them from the ground. It's about a halacha that every mitzvah, even if it has nothing to do with gedulei karka, has to have a mahalach of derech gedilosam, that we're growing viter and viter, that we're going to be bnei aliyah. And we moved off. We're no longer derech gedilosam. We're resting sideways right now. We're standing vertical. We're not standing upright. And our mitzvahs Hashem are not representing a family tree that connects to what our parents did, what our grandparents did, and what they planted for us, and what we need to plant to have an even stronger impression on the future. Marav Raboisai, let us take this message that Rashi is telling us, And why does Rashi have to repeat the Medrash twice? Because Rashi's telling you that there are two dinim in the Atzei Shittim. There's one thing that bar mitzvah boy that gets the tefillin from his parents and grandparents in Europe. But now it's not sufficient for you just to now hold those tefillin and put on those tefillin. You have to now make those same tefillin for your children. You have to have that same planting process, that same derech kedilasam for your generation, for your 8 o'clock, for your grandchildren, for your future. The tree has to continue growing, Rabbi Yisai. You are part of something so much bigger than yourself. You are part of one nefesh of Am Yisrael that needs to grow, that needs constant fertilization, water, agriculture, farmers that can be able to make sure that there's growth in the ground. And that's what you need to do. So Rashi's telling us that there are tzvei dinim in Atzei Shittim. There's one thing that Yaakov began plowing and digging and planting the seeds for the future Mishkan. But now there's a parsha in Revi, Rabbeisa, that has Atzei Shittim with the word what? The Asisa. You now have to plant for the next generation. Those same Atzei Shittim. You can't just receive and be a kli kibul and a recipient of those seeds that Yaakov Avinu planted, but you have to now follow in his mahalach for your children and their children and have to have the same foundation of the Mishkan with those same special wooden beams. Rashi was bothered by one question. How can we create a Mishkan if we don't have anything that's being mashpia, derech gedilasa, bnei aliyah, into the Mishkan? Over here, import and exports is not going to suffice. This is what's holding up the structure. The wooden beams, the bare bones, the seeds of the Mishkan. Zokt Rashi, ume'ayin hoyolah. Where does the concept of Mishkan emanate from? What is the source? Zokt Rashi, there was Atzei Shittim that they had that were received by Yaakov. Then Rashi repeats the same message within the concept of Osis. Mirtz Hashem, we should take this Gemara, this Halacha L'maisa of Kol HaMitzvos Kula, this message of Yaakov Avinu of Atzei Shittim. Mirtz Hashem, we should never get to that Matzav of Shittim. And we should always stay with the Mahalach of Pesach HaOmoy, with the Mahalach of Oimdim, of Mamidim Esatzipuyim. We should mimic our ancestors of what they did for us, but it shouldn't be Gedolim stories of the past, but rather Derech Gedilosim stories that even apply to Revi of the Osisa, that we are going to implement, that we are going to plant, that we are going to make sure that our future generations and progeny are going to have those same seeds to Mirtz Hashem grow higher and higher, derech gedilosam, and allow Yiddishkeit and Am Yisrael's tree to elevate and to be apnei aliyah with fathers and children and avodas Hashem that's perpetual.